Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. You are looking very good today.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad you're here with us today. Today's topic is places.
And the title of our lesson is Going to a Beauty Salon. Going to a beauty salon. So what happened yesterday?
Well, Alex was thinking about getting a new hairstyle. So Taylor told him about a good hairstylist. But today we see James and Tina. I'm sure they have more to talk about on this topic.
Yes, and we will see in a minute. But first, let's practice reading. Here's Pauline for a little help.
At a beauty salon, someone will shampoo your hair. Then a stylist will trim it if it is too long. After that, the hairstylist will style your hair. If you want to, you can change the color of your hair. A stylist can dye it for you. What else can you do at a beauty salon? You can get a manicure. When you get a manicure, someone will trim your fingernails. Or you can get a pedicure. Then someone will trim your toenails. A beauty salon is a good place to help you look your best.
Well, have you ever gotten a manicure or a pedicure before?
Yes, when I got married, I got a manicure. I don't usually spend a lot of money on these things, but for very special events, it's nice.
Yay, I think that's a fun way to have one, especially for a wedding. Well, we'll continue talking about this today, but first, let's look at our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是美容沙龙, beauty salon. 很多人都会去那里洗头, someone can shampoo your hair there. 用洗发精洗头发的洗, 也可以用动词 shampoo. 美发师不但可以帮你剪头发, 还可以帮你染头发哦。 They can also dye your hair. 染色的动词就是 dye. Tina还去做了美甲, James注意到了她的手指甲, 就说 your fingernails look nice. 名词 fingernail 就是手指甲。 Tina说她不但做了美甲，涂了手指甲， 连脚趾甲也一起做了。 Her toenails look nice too. 脚趾甲就是 toenail.
Hi Tina, your fingernails look nice.
Thanks for noticing. I had a manicure.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I went to a beauty salon.
For a manicure?
Sure. Beauty salons give manicures. I got a pedicure, too. So my toenails look nice.
That's nice. You look great.
Thank you. I always want to look my best.
Well, this is an interesting conversation. I guess these two coworkers have a good friendship now.
Why do you say that?
Well, they are talking about fingernails. I guess I wouldn't just talk to another coworker about her nails unless I knew her really well.
Or maybe Tina just really has good-looking nails. Is that hard to believe?
Okay, well, maybe you should go to the beauty salon.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, Tina's fingernails look nice. Maybe you could go with her next time.
Are you saying that my fingernails don't look nice?
Ooh, oh boy, I should stop talking. Maybe I should just teach instead. Let's talk about fingernails. Beautiful, beautiful fingernails. Just like Pauline's.
That's right. Okay, everyone. Show me your fingernails. Show a friend your fingernails. You can say to that person, your fingernails look so nice.
Well, actually, Pauline, your fingernails do look nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Thanks for saying that.
Thanks for noticing?
Yes, thanks for noticing. It's time for today's
calendar phrase.
Thanks for noticing.
Thanks for noticing.
谢谢你注意到我。
Is that a new hairstyle?
Yes, thanks for noticing.
Is that a new dress?
Yes, thanks for noticing.
Is that a new bag?
Yes, thanks for noticing.
Are those new shoes?
No, I wear these shoes every day.
Oh, I never noticed.
Thanks for noticing.
Thanks for noticing.
谢谢你注意到我。
Well, I'm not sure if Peter was just saying that, but when someone sees something and tells you about it, you can say, oh, thanks for noticing. Peter, I noticed you are wearing a very nice jacket today. You look nice.
Oh, well, thanks for noticing. So, can you tell us what a manicure is?
Sure, a manicure is when you go to a stylist and they do your nails. They will clean them and polish them and paint them.
Oh, okay, so I see why James asks this question. Did you do it yourself? Well, let's go to Rebecca to practice this a little bit more.
Hey, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, I have something fun planned for today's Use It. If you want to ask someone if they did something themselves, you can use today's Use It. Let's look at a few examples. First, did you make the cake yourself? Or did you make all the travel plans yourself? You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca, for the help. Many people often ask me if I braid my hair myself. Usually I don't. Peter, what do you like to do yourself?
Well, let's see. I make bread. I make it myself. I make paintings, too. I paint them myself.
Oh, that's great. Did you know that you can paint nails?
Well, yes. I see people with painted nails.
I think they look fun. It's fun to look your best.
Well, we all want to look our best, and you are all looking great today. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Tina 去做了手指甲和脚指甲。James 称赞她说很好看。所以 Tina 说 ,Thank you. I always want to look my best. 片语 look one's best.表示在外表上展现某人最好的一面或呈现最好的状态。它的用法比如说你要去面试一个工作就说 I'll try to look my best. 我会试着展现自己最佳的状态。He looks his best in a white shirt. 表示他穿白色衬衫最好看。如果你说 I don't look my best today. 表示今天不是最佳状态。
Thanks, Christina. If you want to look your best, you can go to a beauty salon.
So, you can get a manicure at the beauty salon, is that right?
Sure, beauty salons give manicures. You can also get a pedicure, too, so your toenails look nice.
Okay, fingernails and toenails. Okay, but what I want to say to all of our friends is that if you don't go to a beauty salon, I still think you look your best.
I agree. We don't always need to go to a salon to look and feel our best. I think being happy and smiling, helping other people, those things are the most attractive.
Well, let's take a break. You can think about that while we take a short break right now. See you soon.
Every day.
Welcome back, friends. You all look beautiful, and we want to teach you a phrase. It goes, it's what's on the inside that counts.
I love this phrase. I think too often we worry so much about how we look on the outside, when really it's all the things inside that really count. The reason I wanted to be with my husband wasn't because of how he looked. It's because of how he cared for people, how honest he is, all those things on the inside. That really counts.
Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
James, do you ever go to a beauty salon? They can shampoo your hair and style it.
No, beauty salons are for women.
Men go to them too. A stylist can also dye your hair.
I don't want to change the color of my hair.
It might be fun.
No, thanks. I'm happy with my hairstyle and hair color now.
Well, James is very different from how Alex was yesterday.
Yes, if you remember yesterday, Alex was asking if he should get a haircut. Then he wants a new style, a hairstyle. But what does James say?
Well, James says beauty salons are for women. What do you think, Peter?
Well, I hear what he's saying. I see many women going to beauty salons, but actually many people, both men and women, go to a beauty salon just to get a haircut.
Right. So let's start at the beginning of this conversation. Tina asked James, do you ever go to a beauty salon?
Do you ever go to do something? This question is asking in the past. Do you do this thing sometimes? Pauline, do you ever go swimming?
Of course, I love to swim. Peter, do you ever go camping?
Yes, I do. I go every summer.
So let's get back to the salon. What can they do there?
They can shampoo your hair and style it. Shampoo. I always thought this was just a fun word to say. Shampoo. Shampoo.
Shampoo is a kind of soap for your hair and head. Here it seems like they are using it as an action, a verb. Shampooing your hair is like saying you are washing your hair with shampoo.
And we talked about the word style before. Style is the way you look. And when we talk about your hairstyle, it's how your hair looks.
So men also go to beauty salons too. A stylist there can help dye your hair. When you dye your hair, you can change the color of your hair. If you were to change the color of your hair, what color would you dye it?
Ooh, that's fun. Well, my hair is dark brown. What if I dyed my hair completely black? That would be fun. Or purple.
Oh, that would be a little wild. I think it'd be fun to have different colors down my hair.
Oh, you could do like a rainbow or something like that.
Yeah, maybe next week you'll see me like that.
Well, I don't know what Doris will say about that. But to be honest, I'm happy with my hair now. So I think that I will not go to a beauty salon anytime soon.
Ooh, but we should go to Christina soon. Right now, in fact. She can tell us more about this sentence pattern.
James 对自己的发型和头发的颜色很满意，所以他不想去弄头发。他说， I'm happy with my hairstyle and hair color now. 当一个人对某件事物很满意的时候，就可以用这个句型， Someone is happy with something. 比如有人换了新工作，感觉很不错，就说， I'm very happy with my new job. 如果你是去餐厅吃饭，结果那边的服务很糟糕，就可以说， I was not happy with their service. 这就是句型， Someone is happy with something 的用法.
So we talked about dyeing our hair, but what about the style? Would you change the style of your hair? Are you happy with your hairstyle? Oh, here's a question. What crazy hairstyle would you like to have?
Ooh, a crazy hairstyle. I always think it's crazy when people cut one side of their hair and leave the other side really long. That would be crazy.
Oh, please never do that, Pauline.
I'm not going to, but it is crazy.
Okay, I've seen some people with a mohawk. That's when they just have hair straight up on the top of their head, and they shave their hair bald everywhere else.
Please do that.
I don't know what my boss will say about that.
Oh, good point. I think we better keep our hairstyles as they are.
Well, friends, now it's time for us to review. Let's take a look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Shampoo. Shampoo. She shampooed her dirty hair.
Dye. Dye. She dyed her hair red.
Fingernail. Fingernail. She has really long fingernails.
Toenail. Toenail. I need to cut my toenails. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. Maybe while you're cutting your nails, you can use these words today. Now let's continue. Let's review our lesson from today. We can watch it together. Here we go.
Hi, Tina. Your fingernails look nice.
Thanks for noticing. I had a manicure.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I went to a beauty salon.
For a manicure?
Sure. Beauty salons give manicures. I got a pedicure too. So my toenails look nice.
That's nice. You look great.
Thank you. I always want to look my best. James, do you ever go to a beauty salon? They can shampoo your hair and style it.
No, beauty salons are for women.
Men go to them too. A stylist can also dye your hair.
I don't want to change the color of my hair.
It might be fun.
No, thanks. I'm happy with my hairstyle and hair color now.
All right, let's continue talking about beauty. Friends, how do you see beauty?
The woman in this photo was an actress. I always thought she was so beautiful. But listen to what she says. Pauline, let's try reading this together.
Okay. For lovely eyes, seek out the good in people.
For a slim figure, share your food with the hungry.
For beautiful hair, let a child run his or her fingers through it once a day.
People, even more than things, have to be restored, renewed, revived, reclaimed, and redeemed. Never throw out anybody.
The beauty of a woman is not in a facial mole. True beauty in a woman is shown in her soul.
It is the caring that she lovingly gives, the passion that she shows, and the beauty of a woman with passing years only grows.
That's a beautiful poem. You know, I have heard the first part of that poem many times. It's very famous, but I never read the whole thing. That's beautiful.
Yes, we're always looking at ourselves. Do I look good? But when we start looking at others and caring for them, that's when we become beautiful.
Well, I think this is a great thing to think about. But now it is time to go join James and Ginger for their jungle chit-chat. Let's join them now.
Whoa, Ginger, what happened?
I went to the beauty salon. How do I look?
You look very, very different.
Oh, thank you.
What did they do to your hair?
They shampooed it.
And then?
And then they trimmed it.
What about the color?
Oh, yeah. The stylist dyed my hair. What do you think?
Well, It's very different.
Oh, thank you.
And what happened to your fingernails and toenails?
I've got them trimmed.
Why are they painted red?
I want to look my best. I'm so cute.
Well.
Oh, hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just looking at my hair. I think it's getting kind of long. What do you think? Do I need a haircut?
Different people like different hairstyles. Some people like long hair. Others like short hair. And still others like no hair. They shave their heads. There are many different hairstyles and haircuts. Some women like long straight hair. It is not hard to take care of, but it takes a long time to wash and dry. Some women have long hair except in the front. If they have short hair just on their foreheads, they have bangs. Short haircuts look good on some men or women, and the short hair can be curly or straight. Right now, some men like a haircut called a fade. That means their hair is cut very short on the sides, but it is long on top. If you want to get a haircut, go to a hairstylist. He or she can give you some ideas and tell you what haircuts might look good on you. He or she can cut your hair a little. That's called a trim. Or they can cut it a lot for a new, short hairstyle. And don't worry if you don't like a haircut. Your hair will grow again, and you can try a new haircut.
So, do you like my new hairstyle? It's very easy to take care of. You don't like it? Well, neither do I. I like having hair. Maybe I will just trim my hair a little bit. I think I'll go to a hairstylist and do that now. See you next time, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks very much for joining us today. And now you can think about your new hairstyle. But we also hope you think about being beautiful. What does that mean?
Yes, if you want to have fun with a new hairstyle, I think that's great. But hopefully you can be happy with yourself, no matter what your hair looks like.
And we're always happy when you join us here on the show. So make sure to come back again, okay? Right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.